This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
You're listening to the Huntin' Land Man podcast. This is Slade Priest, your host, the Huntin' Land Man.
Rack buck down here on opening day.
If you're interested in rack bucks and real estate and everything that has to do with hunting property, this is the podcast for you.
Well, here we go, the Huntin' Land Man podcast, episode 52. And as always, is brought to you by Southern Ag Credit. They take really good care of us and our clients. I'm in the middle of about three or four deals with Southern Ag Credit right now. So we're always busy working with these guys. So if you're looking for financing, definitely give them a call. All right. This is just going to be a quick, fast one today. We just kind of wanted to give y'all an update. A lot of things happening in the real estate market. The reason we had done podcasts in about 2 or 3 weeks is because we've been so busy. And the elephant in the room is actually the turkey in the room. It's turkey season, so we've been turkey hunting. Give you a little turkey update. Weather has been so-so, but the turkeys have been acting pretty good. They are henned up a little bit, but they're definitely killable. And I'm speaking for right here in Southwest Mississippi, Amit Wilkeson County, where I'm hunting. Youth weekend, my little boy, Bentley, he killed a turkey. That was the second turkey he's ever killed. Good hunt. Right off the limb, bird came straight to us. Beautiful footage. It was fun. It will actually be on the next episode. Bucky is just finishing up now. Along with the hunt, opening day, I killed one in the afternoon with Caleb filming. That's going to also be on the episode. So, really cool episode coming up. Now, I killed number 2 yesterday morning. Good little hunt. Windy, but just happened to know where one is, and be honest with you, it was just the good Lord shining on us. We were in the right place at the right time, and he came up there real pretty and shot him right at 10 yards. It was pretty awesome. So turkey season's been good going in the morning with Caleb, and going to try to get him on his first turkey. And yeah, that's right. Caleb's never killed one. He actually had never turkey hunted till he started hanging around me, so he's turkey hunted a good many times now. All right, real estate market. It's wide open. We kind of predicted this with some earlier podcasts earlier in the year about what's going on in the market and what we thought was going to go on in the market. Okay, so just kind of give you a recap. Third and fourth quarter, 2023, we had a really, really good year. I mean, good third and fourth quarter, and we kind of depleted inventory, and so did the whole market in this area. Well, the talks of interest rates coming down, and they're not coming down as fast as we hope, but the talks of interest rates coming down has got the market even hotter. So we're in first quarter right now. I don't know if it's my best quarter ever, but it'll be close to it anyway. We've sold a whole lot of property, and we're right on pace for our $100 million goal this year. So hopefully we can get that done. And, you know, the questions I get out in the world is what I'm going to try to answer on this podcast. So, Slade, what's selling? All price ranges, you know, we sold 20 acres last week and we sold 2 weeks ago and we sold 1,155 acres last week. So it's everything in between. If I had to say one thing that's selling above anything else, turnkey is where it's at. And it's even more evident now than it's ever been. So much so that I'm creating some turnkey properties on a couple of tracks that I've actually purchased personally. And, you know, I'm making it into more sellable tracks and fixing it up. Because a lot of times, you know, you can show somebody and tell somebody, hey, you can take this 100 acres and put in these food plots and do this. But, you know, they don't have the know-how. They don't have the time. They would rather pay for it already done. And that's what we're creating. And still market them well within appraisal value and, you know, what they should be marketed at. So we're excited about getting those on the market. And definitely turnkey is where it's at right now. So if you've ever thought about selling your turnkey property, right now I can get you as much money for it as I ever have in the history of my lifetime, definitely for sure. Even during the hot times of COVID, our market I think is hotter right now. I look today, I think I've got, it was 12 pending right now, and we got three of those closing this week. I think that's correct. And then we've already closed something like 11 this year, so it's been really, really good and got a lot more on the books. Excuse me, that we're going to be working on soon. So the market's good. All right. If you're a buyer and you're out there listening, Slee, why would I buy right now? Interest rates are still 7-8%. Well, with a lot of the land banks, including Southern Ag Credit, if you buy now, and I've said this 100 times before, but I'm going to remind you again because it's this important. If you buy now, while the market is, let's say, not as hot as it would be if we had lower interest rates, yes, I think it will get hotter if interest rates go down or when they go down here soon. But then more people are going to enter the market as buyers. I think you're going to see a price go up. Yes, I think prices are going up in the next 12 to 18 months, 100%. And not 100% price markup, but they are going up is what I'm saying. And right now, you can buy the property with maybe not as many buyers in the market. And let's say you get your interest rate right now, I'm just going to put 8% on it. Okay, you get 8%. You're with the Southern Ag Credit, so you're getting 1% back a year of patronage. So you're actually at 7%. And then next year, when it goes to 5.5, and I'm just telling you what they've said on websites and stuff, 5.5, first quarter next year, or we hope it does, you know, you'll be at 5.5, and with that 1% back, you'll be at 4.5. So buy the property that you like, date the interest rate, marry the property, and when that interest rate goes down, Southern Ag Credit will write that down for free. And I think some other land banks do that too. So check with your land bank if you're using someone else. But, it's a pretty, pretty cool program, and where else is a bank trying to save you some money? So that's really cool. So something big going on with the real estate world right now is the lawsuit. And basically, if you hadn't watched the news or social media, what's going on is they've made it where they're saying that sellers and these attorneys got together and sued in a NAR, which is National Association of Realtors, and said that sellers shouldn't be responsible for paying buyer's agent commissions, which is crazy because these attorneys made something like 40% of the fine that they imposed on NAR. So they can charge a lot of money, but realtors, you're telling us we make too much. I disagree. I think some realtors make too much because I don't think they do a good job, but I think a good realtor doing what they're supposed to do, and I'm not, let's not even use the term realtor. Let's just use a good agent. Doing what they're supposed to do is definitely worth it. They're going to negotiate hard for you. They're going to pay for themselves, and they're going to protect the most important asset, or one of the most important assets you'll ever have. One of the most expensive assets you'll ever have. And it's crazy to think that in an industry like this, that you wouldn't hire a professional to handle such a big part of your financial portfolio. Let's say you're buying $500,000 home or a piece of land or whatever like that. Chances are that's one of the biggest purchases you're ever going to make in your lifetime. And you want to leave it to somebody that'll do it for cheaper or you know, not be a professional. And I just think that that's wrong. Now, do I think this lawsuit's going to affect land agents and our stuff? Nah, I think there'll be some conversation, but I don't think it'll affect very much. And I will leave you with this on the lawsuit. This is kind of what I see happening. Let's say you find this piece of property and it's $200,000. and you know somebody else is representing the seller, and you talk to the buyer and you say, all right, hey, listen, I know that you're willing to pay up to $200,000. You said that, but we haven't talked about my compensation. Usually I get 3% on this, and I'm just saying usual for this agent and hypothetical situation. Usually I get 3% on this, so it'd be about $6,000. And let me tell you what that buyer's going to say. That's fine. Offer him 194 and take the six out of the rest. So we come up with the same number as if we would have done 200,000 and the seller would have paid 3%. I'm all for that rant. I don't think it's a big idea. I'm not going to mention it much more because I do not think it's going to be a big deal for us. Frankly, being a realtor and a realtor's association, it really don't affect me a whole lot. I'd much rather be known as a land agent than a realtor who wears a suit and sells houses, because that ain't me. All right, off of my rant. All right, predictions. I kind of wrote some stuff down real quick. Predictions with the market. I want to do it while I'm sitting here on the podcast. We're going to jump on the computer right here. I want to run over to Google. And I just want to say, I'm going to put in just so, look, I'm going to do this live just so it's happening how it's happening. Okay, interest rate predictions. Predictions 2024. All right, this is what the news says right here. All right, Fed fund target rate is, 5.25 to 5.5%. I'm just seeing where. Seeing what it says. No interest rate change in expected in the Fed's May meeting, so nothing's going to happen in May. Okay, that's what they're saying anyway, reporting. Here's the CBS article. When will the Feds cut rates? That's what we're wondering. All right, let's see. Well, okay, they're describing the past. They're saying mid-2024, with economics pushing back their rate cut forecast to mid-2024, so, say June, July this year, the initial impact on the stock market with the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 520, the consensus of what everything I'm reading right here says, yes, they are bring them down. When they will bring them down, I'm not sure. The current rate change of outcomes. They're saying a 4.5-5% short-term rates by December 2024. All right, here's our answer. The current range of outcomes for rates suggests a likely figure between 4.5% and 5%. For short-term rates by December 2024. That's a lot better than when they are right now. So, according to the news, that's Forbes, pretty good source. They're saying they're coming down. So, I'm going to be positive and I'm going to agree with them. But if those rates do come down, like I said earlier in the podcast, what I foresee happening is we're going to see more buyers enter the market. We're going to see more investors enter in the market. And, the people that maybe were looking really, really hard, we had so many people looking during COVID and they didn't find what they want and interest rates picked up and maybe they backed out of the market. Well, as soon as these interest rates start falling, guess what they're going to do? They're going to jump back on huntlandman.net and they're going to go back to looking for land. My phone's going to be ringing. It's already ringing and it's just talks of it. So buy your property now, before the rat race gets here, because that's my predictions, is the rat race is going to be here soon. And look, land's not getting any cheaper, man. I'm already seeing prices go up. I had an agent tell me the other day, Slate, every time you sell something in Amon Wilkeson County, it's like it sets the new record. And that's not a Slade thing. I don't have a magic marketing that brings higher dollars. It's just their good properties marketed correctly, bringing a lot of buyers to the table, and the fair market value is just going up. And I've heard people say that before. Slade, you're making prices go up on all this land. I got nothing to do with that. It sells for what it sells for. At the end of the day, it's worth what a buyer's willing to pay for it. And that's what I do. And they're not making any more of it. And it seems like your good counties up and down the river and close to Baton Rouge, they're all selling for a lot of money. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know if I've ever seen a time where clients were enjoying their properties as much as clients all the time talking about killing turkeys here and God, the turkey population is great this year. And that is something we didn't bring up earlier. There's a lot of turkeys this year. It's been real fun. But anyway, clients going out planting summer food plots. Hey, Slade, what are you planting? You know, or getting ready for next year, or trying to buy land that connects to their land. It's a good time to be in a recreational market because there's a lot of recreating going on. I had a client today. I'm thinking of this as we go. I sold him a track 5-6 years ago up in Jefferson County, and then he bought another track right down the road from me 2 years ago. And the one he bought two years ago is in the bottoms, the other one's in the hills. And so he's got deer, ducks, and turkeys all in one track. And he told me, he said, I'm not going anywhere. He had talked about moving properties a while back, but he said, I had more fun with the duck hunting and the deer hunting in the bottoms and the turkeys in the hills. He just loves it. And I'm going to tell you, my heart was smiling when he was saying that. I mean, that's awesome, you know, that he's got the property. He said, I want you and your son, talking about Bentley, to come out there and go duck hunting with me and my son, because, you know, that's what it's all about. So hopefully, if y'all haven't seen that, we did take Bentley on a duck hunt earlier this year. That hunt just went live on YouTube, so check that out. We had a really good hunt in Mud Lake and then a really good time with Bentley and them. Let me say it like that. But, that's my predictions. I think the market's going to even get better into 2025. Now, who knows what's going to happen in this election, but we ain't going to let it bother us either way, because at the end of the day, all we can do is cast our vote, and the good Lord's in control, and it's going to happen what's going to happen. All right. Right here next on my list is summer plans. Okay, we're in spring, so, okay, what are we doing? Deer season never ends. Okay, I kind of got an inventory of what deer made it. Got a big deer named Amos Moses, 5-year-old, made it, excited about him. I got a deer, a drop time buck, and another 4-year-old 10 I call Superstar, both made it right here around the house. So we've got some really good stuff we're excited about next year. Okay, we know they made it. That's the hardest part, is getting to the ripe old age, 5, 6+. Now, what are we going to do to maximize? And look, you don't have to do this stuff, but this is what I like to do. So I'm going to plant bachelor pad again right here in front of the house. I'm going to probably do it a little different. I'm doing some testing. I always use my house as my testing grounds. I'm going to try some no-till stuff in front of the house, so we'll document all that and have it on the show. And we're going to get some minerals out. I'm going to run cameras on my Reveal trail cameras all summer and watch some deer on some minerals. We're feeding right now, you know, keeping them healthy. And catching hogs. Good Lord, we've been catching a bunch of hogs here lately. And we're just doing all the things to make our deer season better. So, you know, people always wonder, man, like Barrett, he's been on the podcast several times. Oh, Barrett killed big deer every year. Okay, he does hunt good spots, but Barrett prepares. Like Barrett he's trapping coons to keep them away from his feeders. He's trapping hogs. He's doing habitat work. He's thinking about, you know, he's feeding deer in certain areas just so they get to live, you know, so the neighbor's not killing them and they get to the ripe old age that we like to kill them. So people that consistently in our area consistently kill big deer, it's because they prepare and they do all the right things. And that's what Barrett does. And that's what I'm doing. You know, we're going to probably build some additional food plots this summer out of Thunder Hollow. Speaking of Thunder Hollow, I had a really good 10 point. I can't decide if he's 3 or 4 made it. I kind of thinking he's 4. So he's going to be a really solid deer next year. He's moving in daylight right now. Just got 2 weeks ago, I had a picture of him still with his horns on. So it's pretty cool to see him moving around in daylight. And hopefully he does that in September, October next year. But that's our kind of summer plans. Of course, we'll be shooting our bow, getting ready. The first hunt we'll go on this fall will be our elk hunt in Colorado. Then we're going to go on an elk hunt in Montana, and then we're going to Kansas whitetail hunting and then Missouri whitetail hunting as well up on our ground up there. So got a big fall plan, and we'll be getting ready for that all summer. Also, here in a couple weeks, we're going to be going to the Midwest. Me, Blake, and Ryan. I'm so excited about this. Me, Blake, and Ryan are going to go hunt Blake's Illinois stuff, our Missouri stuff, and then some ground that I got permission to hunt on in Iowa all in one trip. So we'll have 12 tags. So that'll be super duper fun, man. I'm excited, you know, for lack of a better word, I'm going with some killers. You know, we're going to have a bunch of tags. And if we get even decent weather, we're going to roll them up. We're going to have to bring a fryer with us so we don't have too much meat to bring home. We're going to be eating turkey the whole time we're there. But I'm excited about it. Nothing beats turkey season. And nothing beats a land market right now. It is rocking and rolling. If you're thinking about buying or selling land, let me say tell you some things you can do. Okay, first of all, get on my email list. Why is that important? Tomorrow, I'm sending out an off-market property that if you're not on my email list, guess what? You're not going to know about it. And it's in Wilkeson County, and it's a really good area. And big deer, a lot of turkeys. In fact, they killed a turkey on it last week. And so you need to be on my email list. So, like, for instance, we got a price drop coming on 125 acres again in Jefferson County. Maybe you were looking at that property. Maybe you wanted to know about that price drop. Boom, it just dropped. You're going to find out about it first. This good stuff right here where I live, Wilkeson County, Amick County, East West Feliciana, the good stuff that's priced correctly sells in hours or you know, very, very fast. By the time you see it on LandWatch or Lands of America or UnitedCountry.com, usually it's already pending. And the reason is, if you get on my email list, you're going to get that property as soon as it goes on the market. So if I send it to you at 9 o'clock on a Monday, you can call me at 9:02 and say, Slade, I want to go see this property. And you will be the first person to come see it or on the first group of people that come see it. That way you don't – I get people all the time, every time I look at a property, it's pending. Well, get on my email list. That's how you find out about these properties before anybody else. And be a squeaky wheel. I tell people this all the time. Man, if you're texting me and calling me, hey, Slade, man, don't forget about me. I'm looking for this 150. I'm literally on 50 to 100 phone calls a day. And if you're constantly, you know, calling me or texting me, you're going to be first to mine. And I can't help it. That's just the way human nature works. But get on my email list. Familiarize yourself with the market. If you see something that another agent has listed and you trust Slade, you say, hey, I listen to the Hunt Land Man podcast, and I think Slade knows what he's talking about. Shoot me the URL, shoot me the website link of a property. Say, Slade, what do you think? I can represent you. Doesn't cost you anything to for me to represent you, and I can make sure you can get a good deal, make sure you get the right property. What I don't want to see happen is say, Slade, I should have called you. I thought I was getting a good deal, and turns out I got, you know, I didn't get the property I was looking for. It, you know, I thought it was this. I thought it was that. Well, look. Rely on an expert. We do this every day. We buy and sell property ourselves. We know what mistakes can be made and what to look for so you don't make them. So if you're looking to buy or sell land, bottom line, give us a call. Well, we're about to jump off of here. We just wanted to do a quick little podcast update. I'm not sure what our next one will be about, but I'm sure it'll have a little bit of turkey hunting in it. And we've got a couple good episodes coming up. I'm excited about this one that Bucky's working on right now. I've already seen, the final cut or close to the final cut. And it's some really, really good turkey hunts. And we got a great new listing down close to New Orleans called The Island. Wait till you see that thing. Wow. It's a monster. If you hadn't seen it on my social media yet, or if you're looking for a 3,000-acre place close to New Orleans, give me a call. Y'all have a blessed day.